Your journey to health starts now. Get the truth, the raw truth, with international health and fitness expert Robbie Raw. Call Robbie with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848. Coming to you live from the WDCX studios, here's Robbie Raw.
Joined us today. I'm so excited about this show. If you're looking for ideas on healthy food, healthy meals for your family, quick and easy dinners, lunches, whatever, this is the show you need to tune in on. And also, we're going to be talking about grieving today as well. This is the week that I'm going into here, the next 10 days, really our time last year when my heart was breaking. I was losing my mom. And, I have been able to find joy in the Lord. And so we're going to be talking about grieving today. We're going to also be talking about eating today. The show is about faith, family, food, and fitness. And I just am so grateful for today's guest. In just a little bit, I'm going to bring in Valerie Bielmeyer. She has been on this show before, and we are soul sisters. We both lost our sisters and our moms. We've helped each other get through. We're both obviously grounded in the Lord. We're going to be talking today about grief and how to get through those tough times. And also, later on, will be Jessica Altman, and she is a foodie. She has a blog out with a ton of recipes and all kinds of information. She teaches classes on cooking and things like that. We have been collaborating. She's been, working with me. I've been working with her, and we're going to be working more together in the future, and I'm excited about that. And I just wanted to remind you about a couple more things here. Do not forget that Kingdom Bound is 38 days away. 38 days away. How can that be? I'm so excited. Remember that it's been moved up since August, but is now in July, July 22nd through the 25th. I am so, so excited about being able to present at Kingdom Bound again this year in the WDCX tent. Of course, Neil Boron will be broadcasting live, and I'm presenting 3 days there. Conference has been moved, to the weekend now to accommodate more people. And of course, it's been packed in the previous years. You need to book before June 30th because the prices go up, the accommodations go up. But I'll be speaking on the Raw Truth Recharge, Faith, Family, Food, and Fitness on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday and at the WDCX tent. And I'm so excited. I'll have my new book with me, The Raw Truth Recharge, 7 Truths to Health and Fitness. It's the essential guide to faith, family, food, and fitness. The last couple of years when I presented, everybody was like, we need a book. We need a book, Robbie. And I, have been working on a book. And as God would have it, it was birthed just a few months ago, and I'm so excited about that. So Kingdom Bound, 38 days away, July 22nd through the 25th. Go on the website kingdombound.org. Also, my 6 to 12 week Eat Clean classes will be kicking off in September again. I have so many people who are already registering, so those will definitely be sold out. It's a busy time of the year for those classes. And in the summer, I am continuing with supermarket tours and cooking classes. So that information will be up on my website, the exact dates, this week. So stay tuned for that. So when we come back, Valerie Bielmeyer will be joining me. We're going to be talking about grieving and how to, make it through when your heart is heavy, when your heart is broken. We'll be right back with The Raw Truth. Stay with us. That painful dental treatment you get at your dentist may not be necessary. That's why you need to check out the dentist at Buffalo Dental Group. I thought all dentists were painful until I met my dentist, Dr. Da Silva.
Hi, I'm Dr. Da Silva. There are ways to save your tooth without using invasive, painful dentistry. We here at the Buffalo Dental Group do what we can to save as much of your tooth as possible with state-of-the-art technology. If you've been told you need a crown, you need a second opinion. Call Dr. Vossler, Dr. Colbert, or myself, Dr. Da Silva, today for your Raw Truth appointment. 634-1234.
Each day, 1,200 people are diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Recognizing that support can greatly improve the quality of life, Peregrine's Landing Assisted Living established the Memory Cafe. Participants get together for food, drink, and entertainment, and the sessions include presentations by educated professionals. But more so, allow individuals an opportunity to control their future. They learn to enhance the abilities they still have, create their life story to live on long after their memory is gone, and make their own life decisions while they still can. If you or a loved one suffers from memory loss, call Kasia at Peregrine's Landing at 893-3000.
Your body was built to heal itself. That's why it's so important to eat healthy and exercise. Another vital part in your commitment to care for the body God gave you is regular chiropractic adjustments. Dr. Matt Misiak in Amherst takes a holistic approach to total wellness through chiropractic care. And that's why I highly recommend him. Call Dr. Misiak today at 564-8800 to set up your Raw Truth consultation.
When it comes to living a healthy lifestyle, it's so important to know where to get the products and groceries you need. Feel Right Fresh Market is your ultimate source for everything related to healthy eating and taking care of yourself. They offer a wide variety of supplements, organic produce, health food options, and beauty products. Feel Right is known for carrying specialized items with an expert staff you won't find anywhere else. Shop at any of their 5 convenient locations in Buffalo and be sure to let them know Robbie Raw sent you. Go to feel-right.com to find a location closest to you.
Life can take a toll on our bodies, but the doctors at Buffalo Spine and Sport Medicine can help. They treat injuries of the spine and musculoskeletal system non-surgically to decrease pain and restore function. They listen, they help, they explain.
This is Dr. Michael Cicchetti. So if you suffer from back, neck, joint, nerve pain, or headaches, take back your lifestyle and contact Buffalo Spine and Sports Medicine today. Call 716-626-0093 or visit buffspine.com.
Find The Raw Truth on Facebook. Go to Facebook.com, search The Raw Truth Fitness, and click like to become a fan.
And we are back, and so excited about today's show. Again, The Raw Truth, Faith, Family, Food, and Fitness. And today's going to be an amazing show. If you're looking for healthy recipes, healthy ideas for your family, for food, make sure you tune in. Because in just a little bit, I have food blogger Jessica Altman will be joining me. And she has been blogging. She's got a website. She's, on Facebook and also does some cooking classes and things like that. We've collaborated in the past. We're going to be collaborating again. And right now I have Valerie Bielmeyer joining me. Good morning.
Good morning, Rob.
I'm so happy to have you on today.
Thank you for having me.
You're here for a couple of reasons today. Number one, because you and I have collaborated on cooking classes and healthy eating classes as well.
Yes.
But also before that, you know, I want to talk about grief. You know, God brought, you in my life many, many years ago. Like, I don't know, I think it was like, 35, 40 years ago?
We really have to say.
Yeah. You know, we were two. We were, babies. But anyway, and little did we know back then, Vale, when we met at European Health Club, that, our paths would not only cross, but we'd stay together for years and years and years as good friends, as soul sisters as well.
And help each other through some difficult times, which we both went through in the same year. Well, we were going through it for years with our sisters, but it gave us a connection to just hold on to each other and help our sisters and go through that grief period together.
Right, exactly. And, here's the thing. If, their hearts are heavy right now, you need to listen up. So here's what happened. Valerie and I, were, longtime friends. And during that time, I lost my father. You lost your father as well.
Yes.
And then both of our sisters got breast cancer. And I know you were helping me through that time. I remember you bringing food over and everything when my sister was going through a rough time. And my sister was misdiagnosed for 2 years with what doctors thought was a blocked milk duct. She actually, when she was rightly diagnosed 2 years later, ended up having stage for metastatic breast cancer, unfortunately. She was only given a few years to live, and then she lived 10 years by God's incredible grace. And, you know, by she also changed her diet. She was, like, totally into sugar and dairy, which we know is linked to cancer. But long story short, you were helping me during that time, you know, bringing food over, praying, and what have you. And then your sister took a turn.
Right, right. And that's what got me investigating about health and nutrition and how possibly we could help. And I knew Arlene also and talked with her and, you know, helped her through it and tried. It was the beginning stages of what we all know now is nutrient-dense foods and supplements can change your life as far as your health.
Right, right. And we're going to be talking about that in a little bit. But, you know, so your sister passed away when you were really helping me with my sister.
Right.
And that was kind of, I didn't expect that to happen, but only God knows the day and the hour.
Right.
And then later on in our life, we lost our moms. And I'm coming up on a year anniversary. I lost my mom June 22nd of last year. And I posted on social media, by the way, you can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, posted a picture of me holding my mom's hand yesterday and just saying that, you know, really, I know where she is. I know where she went and I know where I'm going. And, you know, to think that she took her first breath in heaven on June 22nd at 2:32 in the afternoon. It's our loss, but heaven's gain. And you had lost your mom.
Yeah, September 26, 2011. But my mom loved Jesus. I mean,
and so did mine.
You know, life isn't perfect and people aren't perfect. But one thing that just stuck in my mind is Jesus was her life.
Yes.
So that helped my grief process. And also, I just know she's just so happy right now with Jesus.
Yeah, amen. You know, it's like both of our moms knew the Lord. And, you know, to think that they are celebrating, you know, in heaven right now, pain-free with, you know, they don't have their ailing bodies that are failing. And they're my, you know, when you think about it, I hated to see my mom and you hated to see your mom struggling, you know, because their bodies, their flesh was failing.
Right.
And, you know, so we know. I mean, it's hard. It is hard. It comes in ebbs and flows, you know. I mean, I go through times when the tears do come. And, you know, but I had a peace that surpassed all understanding when she passed. And I know you did, too. And many people said to us, how do you have the strength?
Yeah, it was definitely through her faith, knowing where she was. And I had such great support with my sister Kathy and my brother Joe and Tammy. So I had it a little easier, you know, than Robbie. You know, she had her hands full, and I helped her with that, too.
Yeah, well, you know, yes, you did. You were helping, you know, with the house and everything else during that time. But I think, you know, for me, and I remember, Valerie, you saying this to me, and I knew this, but I remember you reminding me of this, absent with the body is present with the Lord.
Yeah.
And if we can just remember that, and actually John 14:1-4 says, let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Have faith in me also. In my house there are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have not told you that. And I will go prepare a place for you, and I will come again and take you to myself. And where I am, you may be also, and you know the way to where I am going. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, my gosh. You know, I know that people right now are listening and saying, yes, you know, I've gone through that, but it's so hard, or I'm going through that right now, and it's so hard. And I'll tell you, I just remember so vividly last year playing worship music in my mom's room continuously. I couldn't look at the news. I didn't want to look at the TV. I didn't want to look at the newspaper. I didn't want to hear any bad news. All I wanted to hear was worship music and have my Bible on my lap. I did that with my father, who had passed many, many, many years before my mom. Also with my sister, I played the worship music. I had my Bible. And if I did not know the Lord, if you did not know the Lord, it would be very difficult.
Oh, absolutely. It's totally different without your faith and knowing that this is just a testing ground for another life. Like, this is not our home. Heaven is our home. And we do the best we can here. And eventually we go to heaven.
Yes. In my book, The Raw Truth Recharge, I decided, I lost my mom, as you know, during the writing of my book, The Raw Truth Recharge. And so I decided to, you know, the book's about faith, family, food, and fitness, same as the show. But, you know, I decided to make the first chapter about faith because of what I was going through. And it was such a God thing, you know. Now, faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see in Hebrews 11:1. And so I just remember that, you know, we need to look beyond earth's shadows and what we cannot see. And it's hard, but once you have that faith, once you're grounded in that faith, you're solid. You know, I mean, yes, you grieve. Yes, you feel that void sometimes, but we know Jesus. We know where they are. Yeah. And
it starts with you opening your heart to accept Christ into your heart and have him show you. He opens your eyes to the thoughts and the Word of God. And it just makes sense.
Right, right. So, I mean, people listening right now need to know that there is hope in the Lord of Lords. His sovereignty, I knew that if, you know, my sister passed at the ripe old age of 52, God didn't make a mistake, okay? I knew that if she lived, God wasn't making a mistake. His sovereignty in everything that we go through on a day-to-day basis, whether it is with our finances, with our children, with our family, with loss, it doesn't matter. But, you know, I think that when we're going through a rough time, I have learned to not just, I guess, you know, what I try and tell people is the storms are going to come. You know, life has those ups and downs. The storms are going to come. And for me now, I can lean into the storm because I know Jesus, you know, and I just am so excited that this isn't all there is.
Oh, absolutely.
Amen.
Yeah.
Somebody posted on social media yesterday when I posted the picture of my mom in our hands holding one another, that sometimes where his loved ones are seems more desirable than where he is right now. But yeah, amen. I'm not afraid to die. You know, it's you know, when you know where you're going, it is desirable.
Do you remember, Robbie, when you'd be over my house by around the pool, and I was a young Christian, and I was really into prophecy, and I think prophecy really starts to open your eyes of a lot of spiritual things, but as my friend, she just sit and listen, and then she came to know Christ, and that was a very exciting day for me, too.
Yeah, yeah. Amen. Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, we're going to go to our endorsed sponsors, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about food. Who doesn't want to talk about food? I just read something, and it said, a way to a man's heart. Make him food, bring him food, be food. So listen, when we come back, Jessica Altman is going to be joining us. She's a food blogger. She does some cooking classes. We're going to be talking about healthy meals for your family. And also, Valerie is going to contribute to that, too, because you teach healthy eating classes as well, and you teach cooking, and you cook for your family, and I love it. So we got a lot to talk about here on Faith, Family, Food, and Fitness, The Raw Truth. Do not forget, my book is available now, The Raw Truth, Seven Truths to Health and Fitness, on Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble's, also at Pine Pharmacy, Family Medical Pharmacy and Feel Right Fresh Markets, where I'll be doing a we're going to be doing a health conference in just a couple weeks there at Feel Right Fresh Markets on Transit. And so I'm so excited to be a part of that. So when we come back, food is in the house. Stay with us. We'll be right back with the Raw Truth.
As a registered nurse and holistic nutritionist, it is my desire to take care of our bodies the way God intended. That's why I love Pine Pharmacy. They exceed customer expectation when it comes to quality and products. Whether it's bioidentical hormones you need, expert advice, natural remedies, compounds, or supplementation, you need to go to Pine Pharmacy, a family-owned business with locations in Niagara Falls and Williamsville. Call 332-2288 or just stop in and let them know Robbie sent you.
As women, we have special needs. Needs only women can understand. Dr. Judith Ortmanabi and all of the staff at All Care for Women in East Amherst are your trusted choice for OBGYN. Named one of the top doctors in Western New York by Buffalo Spree, Dr. Ortmanabi offers top quality care and services from routine GYN exams to high-risk prenatal care and delivery. For your confidential appointment, call 634-9303. That's 634-9303. And be sure to let her know you heard it right here on The Raw Truth. Improve yourself and your eyesight. Say goodbye to contacts and glasses forever. You've been curious about the LASIK procedure. Now you can learn about how safe and effective vision correction is at Ficta Endel and Elmer Eye Care's open house, June 18th at 5:45 p.m., held in Amherst at their Niagara Falls Boulevard location. See a live LASIK procedure, meet the surgeons, and take home informative literature. Call 1-800-309-2020 to reserve your spot. Space is limited, so call today, 1-800-309-2020.
Hi, I'm Annette Herman.
And I'm Ryan Robe.
We're co-owners of Home Run Creative Services. Business owners know that the single best way to raise brand awareness, increase web traffic, and bring more customers through the door is effective advertising.
Good marketing takes time and expertise, and many times company owners are short on one or the other, and sometimes both.
That's where we come in. We'll meet with you, get to know your product or service, and help you through the process of coordinating your marketing.
Businesses that are new to the marketplace often are starting from square one and need a logo or a website. We can do that.
Established companies sometimes need a fresh pair of eyes to see the big picture. Maybe their television ads are stale and they need a creative approach. We can do that too. Check out examples of our work at homeruncreative.com. If you're ready to step up to the plate and professionally market your business, we'd love to be on your team. We're creativity wrapped in customer service. We're Home Run Creative Services.
Give your legs a lift and get rid of those embarrassing varicose and spider veins. Dr. Kara Manukian of the Vein Treatment Center in Clarence specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of vein disorders such as varicose veins, spider veins, and cosmetic vein issues. Get relief from achy legs, leg pain, and ankle swelling. With current laser and RF technology, varicose veins are more easily treated now than in the past. Dr. Kara Manukian helped Robbie with hers, and he can help you too. Call the Vein Treatment Center today, 839-3638, or online at veinsveinsveins.com.
Learn more about Robbie as well as blog posts, videos, and resources from today's program by visiting robbieraw.com.
And we are back. I'm so excited about today's show. So we were just talking to Valerie Bielmeyer about faith and grieving, and now Valerie's staying with us because we're going to be talking about food, and I know you like food, Valerie.
Oh, yeah.
And my next guest is Jessica Myers Altman. Good morning.
Good morning, Ravi. Thanks for having me.
I'm so glad you're here. And, you know, I met you, I think, at the BAC.
Yep.
And so you work out, but you're also a foodie, a blogger. You're an environmental educator at Earth Spirit Educational Services.
Yes, I do that too. Doing that on Monday.
Awesome. And, you know, you have a ton of recipes online, and we're collaborating in different ways. You're going to be doing some cooking stuff for me, and you've already come in, and it's just been great. So I'm excited to talk to you today. Can you tell our listeners, Jessica, because I know you have an interesting story of how you actually got interested in eating healthy?
Well, I've always kind of, I thought, eaten healthy. I've always been a very big environmentalist, and I've always been very in tune with what I eat and how it kind of impacts things. But I had a prolonged health issue for actually a very long time, and just kind of got worse as I aged, as sometimes things do.
Yes.
And so it's a circulatory disease, and it's an autoimmune condition called Raynaud's. It's pretty common for most people, and it just kept on getting progressively worse for me to the point where it was becoming debilitating in my feet, and my toes were very swollen, and I lost skin, and it was quite gruesome. So when I went to the doctor about a year and a half ago, and I, you know, said, what can I do? And she said, well, there's really nothing you can do. And I said, well, I was thinking about giving up eating gluten. And she said, well, they say that cures a lot of things.
My goodness.
So I said, okay. And so I decided to do that. I had tried it once before, but I had never really done it because I cook a lot. I bake a lot. I used to bake a lot. I bake less now.
Mm-hmm.
But my hands were always in flour, so my skin was always split open. I was always very itchy. And so once I cut it out, within about 2.5 weeks, it was amazing. My symptoms almost were completely gone, like to the point where I was actually really surprised myself at how much it really did work. And when I had tried it previously, I didn't realize, even though I'm a label reader, you know, I thought soy sauce was, you know, I never really read the contents of soy sauce, even though I eat a ton of Asian food and it's in almost every soy sauce. So, mm-hmm. you know, I was consuming it without realizing it, and so even those small amounts really was affecting me. So once I really cut it out of my life, I really healed myself. Once I started reading more and more about nutrition, and I got very interested in it, and I went through an amazing program called Ruby, R-O-U-X-B-E, where I became a plant-based chef through that.
It's an online program.
It's an online program, yep. But it's run through Chad Sarno, who actually was a huge start in the education component of Whole Foods.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
It was one of the best things I ever did for both myself and my family. Our family's mm-hmm. completely transformed in terms of how we eat. And it was a big change for our life. But once it's a plant-based program,
mm-hmm.
and my recipes on my website are all plant-based, and they're all gluten-free. And the more I learned, the more I realized that a plant-based approach to nutrition is so healing to the body. And when I gave up dairy this past summer, I noticed a huge, even a further improvement in my health from when last year I would still get minor attacks every now and then from my Raynaud's. Mm-hmm. But once I gave up dairy this past winter, which is normally quite quite taxing on my condition, mm-hmm. I didn't have a single flare-up. So that, to me, really helps show me that it really even further decreased my inflammation in my body. Because before I used to have horrible joint pain, and
yes.
I actually thought I had, you know, rheumatoid arthritis, and
right,
so
right.
it was really powerful.
Well, I know that we have a mutual friend in the Cicchettis, and so I teach the healthy eating class at Buffalo Spine and Sports Medicine. He was on the show last week and said, because the four doctors there actually went through the Raw Truth Recharge, and said on the air last week that three of them from taking the Raw Truth Recharge have turned into complete plant-based now.
Yeah.
And that he, Dr. Michael, was 90% plant-based. And boy, between you and I, I think we're going to get him 100%.
Yeah, I did a cooking class in their house, and
yeah.
I went to their home, and that was wonderful because they wanted to learn more
right.
about, you know, how do you eat more beans? Like, how do you make it kid-friendly? Because I have two young children,
mm-hmm.
and making kid-friendly meals is very important.
Absolutely.
So, you know, got actually their son involved, and, you know, he helped make a quote-unquote ice cream. He made like a banana chocolate, you know, fake ice cream. And he was super excited to be involved in the process. And I think that's really important as you progress through health, you know, getting people involved in mm-hmm. that process, getting them to cook with you, will make them more successful. Because if you tell someone they have to eat more vegetables and they've never eaten a vegetable before in their life, they're not going to run out and go buy kale because they have no idea what kale is or how to make it.
Yeah,
but if you show them
mm-hmm.
and you teach them and you let them sample and try recipes and ways to eat this, they'll say, oh, I can do that.
Right.
I like that. That's good. Exactly. And then they're more likely to do it.
Now, how did you start blogging? Because, I mean, you have, it's gardenfreshfoodie.com.
Yep.
And it's a great website.
Thank you.
You have so many recipes. And I said to Valerie, I said, she needs to write a book because you have, and these are your own recipes on here, correct?
Yeah, they are. Uh-huh.
That's amazing. And so you talk about, you know, the ingredients that you're using and why you're using them and the benefits of that. And I know you do that in your, you know, your seminars as well,
mm-hmm.
Which is great. It's so hands-on. We're going to talk more about ingredients. And I know Valerie, she has been, you know, someone who I have looked up to over the years because she makes everything look so easy when she's, you know, making. In fact, she wrote a couple of recipes for my book, The Raw Truth Recharge.
Sprouted lentil salad.
Yes.
And the best breakfast.
Yeah, the healthy eating breakfast, yeah. The eating breakfast that we went to, and soups and all kinds of stuff. So, but, you know, people are out there right now saying, okay, I want some ideas. So when we come back from our endorsed sponsors, I want to talk about some ideas that we can, you know, give people who are listening right now, who are home with their children, or maybe they don't have any children. And because the great thing about this show is that everyone who listens is interested in being healthy. You know, it's everybody who's listening right now wants to take care of their mobile homes, their temporary earth suits, as I like to call them, and their temples. And so we know that they want to eat healthy, but for some people, they don't even know where to start. Mm-hmm. And so when we come back from our endorsed sponsors, we'll talk about that. Once again, foodie Jessica Altman is in the house with me and my good friend Valerie Bielmeyer. Do not go anywhere. We'll be right back with The Raw Truth. Stay with us.
Your body was built to heal itself. That's why it's so important to eat healthy and exercise. Another vital part in your commitment to care for the body God gave you is regular chiropractic adjustments. Dr. Matt Misiak in Amherst takes a holistic approach to total wellness through chiropractic care. And that's why I highly recommend him. Call Dr. Misiak today at 564-8800 to set up your Raw Truth consultation.
When it comes to living a healthy lifestyle, it's so important to know where to get the products and groceries you need. Feel Right Fresh Market is your ultimate source for everything related to healthy eating and taking care of yourself. They offer a wide variety of supplements, organic produce, health food options, and beauty products. Feel Right is known for carrying specialized items with an expert staff you won't find anywhere else. Shop at any of their 5 convenient locations in Buffalo and be sure to let them know Robbie Raw sent you. Go to feel-right.com to find a location closest to you.
That painful dental treatment you get at your dentist may not be necessary. That's why you need to check out the dentist at Buffalo Dental Group. I thought all dentists were painful until I met my dentist, Dr. Da Silva.
Hi, I'm Dr. Da Silva. There are ways to save your tooth without using invasive, painful dentistry. We here at the Buffalo Dental Group do what we can to save as much of your tooth as possible with state-of-the-art technology. If you've been told you need a crown, you need a second opinion. Call Dr. Vossler, Dr. Colbert, or myself, Dr. Da Silva, today for your Raw Truth appointment, 634-1234.
Each day, 1,200 people are diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Recognizing that support can greatly improve the quality of life, Peregrine's Landing Assisted Living established the Memory Cafe. Participants get together for food, drink, and entertainment, and the sessions include presentations by educated professionals, but more so, allow individuals an opportunity to control their future. They learn to enhance the abilities they still have, create their life story to live on long after their memory is gone, and make their own life decisions while they still can. If you or a loved one suffers from memory loss, call Kasha at Peregrine's Landing at 893-3000.
Life can take a toll on our bodies, but the doctors at Buffalo Spine and Sport Medicine can help. They treat injuries of the spine and musculoskeletal system non-surgically to decrease pain and restore function. They listen, they help, they explain.
This is Dr. Michael Cicchetti. So if you suffer from back, neck, joint, nerve pain, or headaches, take back your lifestyle and contact Buffalo Spine and Sports Medicine today. Call 716-626-0093 or visit buffspine.com.
This is The Raw Truth with Robbie Raw Call with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848.
Okay, we are back. Once again, do not forget Kingdom Bound is coming up in only 38 days, July 22nd through the 25th at Darien Lake. Before June 30th, we want you to get your tickets at the discounted rate online. It's a lot less expensive before June 30th. Also, your accommodations. I'm going to be staying there for 4 days. I want to see you, and we're going to be hanging out in the WDCX tent. I will be giving my Raw Truth Recharge seminars on faith, family, food, and fitness on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And also, Neil Boron will be broadcasting live. I believe I'm broadcasting live from there, too, as well. And it's going to be an awesome, awesome event. So we've been talking to my good friend Valerie Bielmeyer and Jessica Altman. And, Valerie, I know you're on a mission right now, too.
Yes, Robbie, I am. I'm actually working with Dr. Nabi, All Care for Women, who is a sponsor of Robbie's show.
Yes.
And we're going to hold classes, being fun with food, and our mission is to inform people about GMO foods and pesticides and the importance of eating organic, but it's going to be a party. It's going to be
a girls' night out.
Yes, it's a girls' night out with a health mission.
I like that. I love it. You know, there's so many, girls have purse parties and clothes parties.
Absolutely.
And lingerie parties and, you know, spa parties. And every woman is interested in, you know, cooking and eating healthy and offering her family healthy options. So I think it's a great idea. I love it. I love it.
Thank you.
So, Jessica. Your categories on your blog here, and again, it's gardenfreshfoodie.com. You give it all away, okay? Appetizers, beverages, breads, breakfast, canning and drying, fall foods. I know you talk about sprouting, and Valerie also teaches on sprouting as well. Healthy desserts, yes. Mm-hmm. People have perked up their ears now. Gluten-free. So you eat... You are plant-based.
I am. Yep. I'm a plant-based.
Yep.
I'm a plant-based chef.
Mm-hmm. See, it's awesome. You need to open up a restaurant. I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I know. People keep asking.
People ask me to open up a restaurant.
It's a lot of work to have a restaurant. So
yeah.
I commend everyone who has one. And I do believe that our city does greatly lack healthy options in restaurants. And I would love to see any restaurateurs who are listening have healthy whole food options on their menu, things that are not doused with salt and oil. And you can make healthy food taste good if you let their ingredients shine. And I really feel, you know, once you start eating this way, you start to like feel the flavors of that individual food. You know, you sense the sweetness of a pea.
Absolutely.
The crispness of the asparagus. You know, it's like, your tastes do change.
Mm-hmm.
They do change.
Yes, and I always say to people, you know, do you realize when you're eating organic how much better it tastes? Mm-hmm. I mean, when you eat regular celery, it tastes like water. But when you eat organic celery or organic strawberries or whatever it is, it tastes so much better. And you actually realize, I believe, that your body is craving those nutrient-dense foods. When you know, you eat what you crave and you crave what you eat. So if you're eating junk food, that's what your body is craving. But once you start eating nutrient-dense foods, that's what your body's craving. And the vegetables taste so much better, you know, when you stop eating the junk and start really focusing on the foods of the earth that God created to fuel and feed our body. You
Absolutely.
Can really see mm-hmm. that taste.
It takes that time to break the bad habits and get that out of your system, and then things start to taste better, you know, within like 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just at a new restaurant yesterday and thought the same thing. Why couldn't they just have an organic, you know, one or two choices?
Right.
You know, if they don't want to be a whole organic restaurant, the Buffalo area definitely needs a few things on the menu of some of the best restaurants.
Yes, absolutely.
And there are restaurateurs mm-hmm. that really do help try with that.
Yes.
You know, they
There's a few.
You know, I feel really strongly about eating locally. as well. So, you know, someone will come to my house because I grow a lot of what we eat, and someone will come to my house and they'll see asparagus. And most people have no clue how asparagus grows, and they'll see the asparagus and then I'll let them taste it. They're like, oh my gosh, that tastes nothing like any asparagus I've ever had. And you don't even want to cook it. Like, I don't even want it to come inside the house. We eat it like, you know, right. Like a rabbit, like outside, you know, I just, it's so delicious and crisp and sweet, and you don't even want to touch it with anything. It doesn't need anything because it's so delicious on its own.
I grew wheatgrass, and it was the same thing. People would get a shot of my wheatgrass, and they'd say, oh my gosh, this is so sweet. I've never tasted it. It's so sweet.
Yeah. The sweetness of the veggies.
Same thing.
Yeah,
I remember all that wheatgrass in your little office there. Yeah. So, you know, you have summer foods. One of the summer foods you have a recipe for is oil-free red cabbage coleslaw. Tell me about that.
My favorite. Oh, I love it. I just made it, actually, a huge batch. So I love eating more raw foods, actually, appeal to me in the summertime. I think they probably appeal to a lot of people because you actually are wanting more water. And so, like, you're going to get those amazing enzymes and water and nutrients when you're eating raw foods. And so that raw cabbage slaw that I made is beautiful in color. It's, you know, it's got red cabbage, which is packed with antioxidants and fiber. And I have carrots in that. I use some raw apple cider vinegar in it, some fresh dill from my garden, which is growing all over the place right now. I have to put it in every recipe right now. So there's fresh dill in it. And then the crunch of some sunflower seeds in there as well to provide some additional protein. And it's just a really beautiful salad. It's very, very easy to make.
And inexpensive.
Super cheap and great to bring to a party. And what I think is very important for anyone trying to be successful in a healthy way is that you bring something with you. If you're going to a party, you bring something with you.
Healthy.
Always something healthy that you know you're going to eat, that you know is a good option for other people as well. So most of my foods are allergen friendly. You know, they and I always write alternatives for various things, you know, nuts or whatever. Mm-hmm. But you know, my foods are quite allergen friendly. And so I always try to bring something that everyone can eat because it always makes me sad if I know that I am going to go to a place and there's things I can't eat. So I always try to bring at least one to two dishes where I know I'm going to be successful. I know other people are actually totally going to be psyched that I brought it.
Right.
So, yeah, that's a very easy recipe for summer, and I love that one.
And, you know, and there's a stigma. I mean, because when you say you eat, like, vegan or plant-based, people are like, oh. So what do you eat? Like, they're thinking, like, the Garden of Eden, you know, just I remember, you know, my kids are like, you know, oh, here we go. It's the Garden of Eden, you know. But there are so many recipes that you can make, and as you say, the raw ones. And I noticed that you don't use a lot of oil, and I don't either. You know, why get our calories from the oil when we can actually eat them, like with the nuts and seeds?
Right. I would prefer to get my fat calories from delicious foods like seeds and nuts and avocado and things that are going to give me other nutrients other than just fat calories. So that's how I prefer.
I love in your blog because you have pictures showing, you know, the ingredients. And, you know, it's always good to have that visual of how you're making them through there. Also, you have a real deal veggie burger. Tell me about that.
Oh, that's a yummy one, too. That's easy. So I make veggie burgers. Actually, when I make them in large quantities. I, like, double or triple my recipes because they freeze really well, and I have little kids. And so oftentimes I'll get home from work, and we'll have to then turn around and go to a baseball game or a soccer game. And so having healthy veggie burgers on hand in my freezer are huge time saver and lifesaver for a healthy meal on a weekday. So those are made with cauliflower and peas, and I think that one has sweet potatoes in it. Actually, I think you can make it with sweet potatoes or white potatoes. I prefer sweet potatoes with it. Mm-hmm. And it's got beautiful curry spices. I use garam masala, which is an Indian spice. It's similar to a curry powder, but it has, like, some cinnamon flavors in it as well. And it's just a beautiful, balanced recipe. And actually, that recipe was adapted from my cooking course that I actually took online. So you had asked me earlier how my blog started. I started it actually, my husband's a dentist, and I started it to help our patients. and it used to be called Tooth Food, actually. Mm-hmm. And then I changed it to Garden Fresh Foodie to more accurately portray what it is I do. But really, it was started for to help our patients, because people who have periodontal disease, which is gum disease, also mm-hmm. have oftentimes, you know, it represents itself because that person has diabetes, has heart disease. So these three diseases totally align with each other, and they're inflammatory diseases. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. plant-based foods really help people who have inflammatory diseases.
Yes.
It helps everyone, but mm-hmm. but especially people who have diseases like that. So that's why it was begun, to help.
Yeah, that's awesome. Dr. Cicchetti had said, you know, that they can only, at Buffalo Spine and Sports Medicine, they have the greatest cutting-edge techniques on treating injuries of the musculoskeletal system non-surgically. And, you know, but they can only do so much if their patients are eating inflammatory foods like white sugar, white flour, you know, all of the stuff that we know that's processed. And so, you know, that's why I love the fact that they are, you know, embracing this whole thing and offering their clients now supplements, which Valerie and I, you know, also use the Nutrimetrics supplements and, mm-hmm. also, you know, the healthy eating, healthy cooking, all that stuff that we're going to be doing there. And you've already come there. It's been awesome. So, you know, when we come back, we got to take a break to our endorsed sponsors again. But Valerie, you are like the master of soups. I know that, because you're always bringing it over my house. You make Dr. Furman's anti-cancer soup, which is a process, but you make it look easy, and everything else. And so also your sprouted lentil salad, which is in my book, The Raw Truth Recharge, rocks. Everybody loves it. And, you know, sprouting is not that hard, as you talk about and show all the time. So we should talk about sprouting when we come back, and you can give us your 411 on that. All right, so we will be right back with The Raw Truth. Do not go anywhere. Jessica's blog is gardenfreshfoodie.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Give your legs a lift and get rid of those embarrassing varicose and spider veins. Dr. Kara Manoukian of the Vein Treatment Center in Clarence specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of vein disorders such as varicose veins, spider veins, and cosmetic vein issues. Get relief from achy legs, leg pain, and ankle swelling. With current laser and RF technology, varicose veins are more easily treated now than in the past. Dr. Kara Manoukian helped Robbie with hers, and he can help you too. Call the Vein Treatment Center today, 839-3638, or online at veinsveinsveins.com. Improve yourself and your eyesight. Say goodbye to contacts and glasses forever. You've been curious about the LASIK procedure. Now you can learn about how safe and effective vision correction is at Ficta Endel and Elmer Eye Care's open house, June 18th at 5:45 p.m., held in Amherst at their Niagara Falls Boulevard location. See a live LASIK procedure, meet the surgeons, and take home informative literature. Call 1-800-309-2020 to reserve your spot. Space is limited, so call today, 1-800-309-2020. You've waited long enough. Now you can have all of Robbie's knowledge, advice, teaching, and inspiration in the palm of your hand with her new book, The Raw Truth Recharge. The Raw Truth Recharge will teach you 7 truths about faith, family, food, fitness, detox, sleep, and stress management, and how all of them are vital to your health, mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. God's Word gives us clear instructions on how to take care of our body, and it's not just about what we eat and how much we exercise. Learn how to increase your energy, be fit and feel healthy, decrease your body fat, increase your muscle mass, shape your body, cut cravings, take care of your body, and focus your energy to fulfill your calling. If you want to get lean, then you need to lean on the Lord. Do you need inspiration and motivation to either get or stay on track? Then this book is for you. Get your copy of Robbie's brand new book, The Raw Truth Recharge, on Amazon.com today.
As a registered nurse and holistic nutritionist, it is my desire to take care of our bodies the way God intended. That's why I love Pine Pharmacy. They exceed customer expectation when it comes to quality and products. Whether it's bioidentical hormones you need, expert advice, natural remedies, compounds, or supplementation, you need to go to Pine Pharmacy, a family-owned business with locations in Niagara Falls and Williamsville. Call 332-2288 or just just stop in and let them know Robbie sent you.
As women, we have special needs, needs only women can understand. Dr. Judith Ortmanabi and all of the staff at All Care for Women in East Amherst are your trusted choice for OBGYN. Named one of the top doctors in Western New York by Buffalo Spree, Dr. Ortmanabi offers top quality care and services from routine GYN exams to high-risk prenatal care and delivery. For your confidential appointment, call 634-9303. That's 634-9303. And be sure to let her know you heard it right here on The Raw Truth.
Fine-tune mind, body, soul, and spirit with Robbie Raw. This is The Raw Truth.
Okay, we are back. So grateful that you guys joined us today. And this has been a great show talking about, we talked about grieving first, and now we're talking about food. The show, of course, is Faith, Family, Food, and Fitness. Again, I'm going to remind you, Kingdom Bound is coming up in 38 days, July 22nd through the 25th. It's moved up this year. Get your tickets before June 30th. Last year you said, I'm not going to wait till the last minute to get my tickets because the tickets go way up, and here we are. So you have a couple weeks before June 30th to get those discounted tickets to book your accommodation so you're not running back and forth, back and forth. I'm going to be there overnight for the 4 days. I'm going to be speaking at the WTCX tent 3 days. So grateful and honored and humbled to be able to do that again. So with me now is my good friend Valerie Bielmeyer and Jessica Altman. As God would have it, he put us all together. And we're talking about food. And so, you know, we were talking about sprouting. You gave me the recipe in my book of your awesome sprouted lentil salad. And talk about how you came up with that, Valerie.
Well, I think the process of sprouting is magnificent that everybody should take into account. The nutrient in the particular thing that you're sprouting is like 15 times more nutritious. So you want to start out with like lentils because they sprout so great. Like it's so rewarding to see these little things soaked overnight, put in a strainer, rinse them twice a day, and let them sit, and they it's just wonderful. And then you cook them, and then you add whatever you like, veggies with them, and it's in Robbie's book. But you can also, it's important to at least soak your beans before you cook them, okay? You can sprout them one day. You're not going to get the effects with a black bean or a white bean that you get with the lentils, but you're at least releasing this inhibitor and that gives more nutrition to your beans before you cook them.
Mm-hmm. And I actually didn't cook them this last time. I had them raw, which were it was awesome.
That's how I prefer my sprouts.
Yeah, but either way, you know, and it's so good. But, yeah, you're also sprouting. What are you sprouting right now?
Right now I have mung beans on my counter, and a lot of people have no idea what a mung bean is, but if you actually have ever bought bean sprouts in a grocery store, those are the long white beans. And actually at that point, when you've bought them at that length, they're actually lost a lot of the nutritional value that mung bean has. Mung beans are super, super powerful in terms of their protein potential and their nutrition. And they're a hard green bean that probably most people have never seen before. But when you sprout them, you actually want to sprout them only for like 2 days. You know, you soak them overnight, then you rinse and drain cycle twice a day, making sure that you keep your container draining on its side so it's not pooling in water. You don't want to increase mold or build up at all in the sprouts. But when you're making them from home, you really have, it's so fresh, so cheap to grow your own sprouts. Yeah. Oh my God,
broccoli sprouts too.
Yeah,
broccoli sprouts.
Actually, I think alfalfa and broccoli are probably the fastest. I think they'll sprout right away. Mm-hmm. And my family actually likes those two the best. But in terms of potential for nutrition, mung beans are huge, and like lentils. But the shorter time actually that you let them grow, once they've grown to that long point, you've lost a lot of it, because what's happening is the plant is taking, has every, all the nutrition in that, inside that seed that it needs to be able to grow and turn into a plant on its own. So if you're harnessing that potential and eating it before it goes to its full plant stage, you're getting everything that seed provides for mm-hmm. that plant in order to, you know, grow into
absolutely
plant adulthood.
Yeah.
So you're eating it before that happens, and that's key.
And is that a two? You believe it's like a 2 day is good?
They say that for mung beans. Yes, as soon as actually it starts to open up and you can mm-hmm. start to see the tail of the sprout opening, that's actually the best time to eat them.
Oh,
they
awesome!
Say.
I learned something today.
Yeah, no more. Like you don't want to. You can let them go longer, and people
yeah.
do.
Yeah.
But they say like two to three days
yes.
is like the most you want to do. And then once they're done, we didn't say this to people, but once they're done, then you want to make sure they're drained completely and dry, and then you store them in your fridge. You don't want them just to sit out on the counter anymore. But
right.
when you're growing them, store them, and you have them in a dark spot in your house, unless you want, and at the end, if you want them to green up, you can throw them in front of a window for a couple hours and then into the fridge.
So, Jessica, before we run out of time, I just want to, I know you do cooking classes. You do cooking classes in, individuals' homes, but you also do them at medical practices or, you know, wherever. I mean, you've come to the gym to help me out, and also to Buffalo Spine and Sport Medicine, and we're going to be doing that more. And so tell people about your cooking classes.
So I can travel anywhere anyone would like me to go. So I feel very passionately about teaching people how to take that the information, you know, they're told on a daily basis, you know, eat more of this, eat more of this, donate this, and actually make it into a program for them that they can understand. And so I can have Vitamix, will travel. So anywhere I'm asked to go, I bring that trusty thing with me because I can do pretty much anything on, you know, like using just a table and an outlet. So it doesn't need to be a specific kind of setup. No one has to have a kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of just showing how easy you can eat, even if you are like in a hotel room and you're traveling. Mm-hmm. You know, how do you not eat junk when
right.
you're traveling? So it is easy. You can bring something like that with you in your suitcase.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. We did that for a week, right, Rob?
Yes, we did. We ate like queens. So, yeah. And, you know, the next time you're on, we'll talk about, because I always have people say, okay, well, you're making something in the Vitamix, but I don't have a Vitamix. So we'll
right.
talk about
That's
that
true.
Next time.
That's true, actually, because they are expensive.
Yes, yeah. yes. But good stuff. So, again, Jessica Altman, I'm excited to work with you in the future. Valerie, we work together all the time,
yeah.
and it's good stuff. I love it. Again, your website, gardenfreshfoodie.com, has so many good things in here. I don't even know how much more you can add because you have everything in every
day.
Yeah. Do you blog every day?
No, I don't. I try to post 1 to 2 recipes each week.
Okay, cool. Well, it shows. I'm so excited to be making some of these. Ladies, we, believe it or not, are out of time, so I'm going to have you back, both of you. Is that okay?
Okay.
Because I wanted to talk about how, you know, people think they need dairy for calcium and how they think they need animal products for iron mm-hmm. and, you know, vitamin B and the whole thing. So we have more to talk about. So I think we're going to have you back because it went too fast. So I'm so excited. Thank you, Jessica Altman, for coming in today.
Thanks
Your
so
blog,
much.
gardenfreshfoodie.com, is fabulous. Keep
Thank
making
you.
Those recipes and posting all these awesome pictures. And I, you know, went at it for the first time today. So I'm definitely going to be making some of your awesome stuff.
Awesome.
And Valerie, keep making your recipes for my next book, okay? Because I love the recipes you've already given me. And definitely we'll do this again, ladies. Thank you so, so much.
Great. Thank you, Robbie.
Thanks so much for having us.
You're welcome. Okay, so again, don't forget that Kingdom Bound comes up in 38 days, July 22nd through the 25th. And get those tickets before June 30th. And again, my book is out on Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble's, Family Medical Pharmacy, Pine Pharmacy, and Feel Right Fresh Markets. And I'm going to talk Jessica into having a book, too. All right. So have a beautiful week, you guys. And remember, God commands us in the fruit of the Spirit to have self-control. God bless you.
The preceding program is sponsored by The Raw Truth.